This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
I mean, we had been off 3 days. It was like we haven't been doing that forever.
Yeah.
It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Get you ready for Phil's tonight coming up with leading off. Phil's first pitch, 6:45. You can listen here on WIP or the free Odyssey app. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Do you agree with Pro Football Focus that Jalen Hurts is just outside the Burrow, Allen, Mahomes, Lamar tier? 53.9% say yes. Big news in the Pacers-Knicks series. So game four of that series is tonight in Indiana. The Pacers leading 2-1 as I pray that the Pacers... Looks like... Lost my train of thought there. Pacers up 2-1. Allowed back in the game tonight is John Halliburton, who was not allowed in the games after his conflict with Giannis in that Pacers-Bucks series. So I'm hoping that that is a positive. John Halliburton, Tyrese Halliburton's dad, who got in a big argument with Giannis after the game in that series.
Pops, relax.
Yes.
Yeah, relax.
Stay in the crowd.
Yes, stay in the crowd. Yep. Celebrate. Talk your trash from your seats.
Yes.
Whatever. Don't need you on the court. Don't need you. Definitely don't need you getting in other players' faces.
No.
Taunting them.
No.
Come on, Dart. Come on. Come on, bro.
No. Yeah.
You embarrass your son out there.
Yes.
Chill out.
And also, just a message to the Pacers, going to need you to win tonight. I'm like... It goes 2-2 back to New York.
Although, this thing has New York losing all over it. Feels that way. It feels like Indiana's going to win this series.
See, when you're cheering for a team to win, you feel like a bad thing's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because I want the Knicks to lose so badly.
I feel like they're going to come back.
Yes.
Yeah.
And especially they were up 20, and I'm like, I'm rolling on Sunday night.
It was looking pretty bad the other night. Yeah.
I was like, ooh, we got it.
Yeah, I knew Karl Anthony Towns had that in him.
Yeah, I know.
He's hilarious. Like, he's a very, I don't know how great of a player he is, but the pass he had where he's doing his, like, zesty face.
Well, and all the different voices he has.
Oh, he's so funny.
Yeah.
He's ridiculous.
Yeah,
he is. You see Halliburton change his voice mid-sentence as
Halliburton's
well?
Done it a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's changed the voice.
They try to deepen the voice, and then halfway through, they raise the voice a little bit.
Another weird one.
Halliburton's weird.
Yeah.
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 He's weird.
Seen the TikTok videos and stuff.
I think that's why players think he's overrated, because they just think he's annoying.
Yeah, they don't buy into it. Yeah, they don't buy into it.
Yeah. Yeah, I never thought I'd be cheering for Tyrese Halliburton, but I need it. I'm just focusing on TJ. 215-592-9494.
Just say TJ.
Yeah, let's go TJ. CJ in Texas, you're on WIP. What's up, CJ?
What's good, fellas? How we doing today?
What's up,
CJ?
Hey, what you put on the grill yesterday, man?
Dude, you know what? I didn't even get the grill this weekend, man.
What? You were going to grill all weekend?
Oh. Yeah, I know.
Oh, you weren't.
Yeah, I went back home, and you know what? I let my uncle and they hooked it up. Well, hold on. I'm going out of town to cook?
Yeah, if you're a grillsman, be a grillsman.
That's something a family member would do. Yeah, the family would have you come out of town and cook for them, too.
It's like that's a Father's Day. They come, they want you to say, they're getting done, but you want me to fix this and do stuff on Father's Day. It don't make sense.
Oh, your phone breaking up on us, CJ?
Yeah.
My bad. I'm
yeah, no. Put CJ.
Oh,
on.
Man.
Ike in Southwest Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Ike?
What's up, y'all?
What's up, man?
What up, Ike?
Yo, hey, man. Yo, the thing I want to say about PG, keep doing your podcast.
Nah.
I'm cool with it. Nope. I like it. I like when these players do their podcast. They're
nope.
good for me. And second of all, I thought what he said was the play. I like what the fan said. He said, yo, we brought you here. We got rid of Tobias and gave you all this bread, and you selling out. And he eating everything that the Sixers giving him. Because Gilly got at him, the fan got at him, and he's in there taking it.
Yeah.
He's taking it, and I got to appreciate that.
So,
and as far as Tobias go.
Just real ahead, quick, real quick, I agree with you when he does that part of it. Like when I was listening to the Gilly stuff, and he was saying, I agree, I need to be better, blah, blah, blah. And then he ripped off 5 minutes of all the injuries he's had, and I'm just like, get out of here, shut up. So it's weird because he seems like a good guy and seems generally oblivious
right.
to how people
yeah.
feel.
This is new to him.
Yeah, like he was in Oklahoma City where they like everything that you do. Then he was playing for the Clippers where nobody even knows what you do.
And he was in Indiana.
Yeah, in Indiana, but Indiana was a long time ago. So I guess. I don't know. I don't want him to do the podcast anymore.
I love him because they be telling you like little inside little story. I like the podcast. He go to other thing with Tobias. By all means, he got a right to clap back. I think the clap back was more at the Sixers than it was at him, truthfully, because I think he wasn't feeling how they got rid of him. I'm being real with you.
How they got rid of him. They paid him $150 million and then they let him go.
Yo, you keep going with the money. The money ain't, we worry about the money. But when them athletes, that money ain't what it is to them. They get the money. They care about how they are portrayed and how they think they respect it. That they all got money.
Well, I hear you on that, but I don't know what did the Sixers do to him?
Because I think he probably felt like he took too much heat.
I'm sure.
You mean Sixer fans.
Yeah, that's Sixer fans.
Yes, he's talking about Sixer fans.
And Harden and them didn't step up either. And a lot of people focus on Tobias. But he took the money, so he got to take the heat. But all I'm saying is, I ain't got no problem with him clapping back. So you step up and protect yourself if you want to. You think you've done dirty, say what you got to say.
Okay.
And finally about the Jalen thing, Spike, I'm cool with him being number five. I think it's fair. But I'm going to tell you this, because you keep saying, and it's fair what you say, how they had to take the ball out of his hands and run the ball more after the bye week. And we all know that's true. But let's not act like that's what the Bills did with Josh Allen, too.
But I said
when
that.
He started winning. Oh, you did say that?
I did say I said
oh, okay,
it.
I
said that, right?
Yeah, yeah,
I said it last segment. Him. The difference is that it eventually changed so much that he won the MVP. I mean, Jalen never got to that level last year. Maybe the last two games
but
of the year.
You could say he won the MVP because they started letting James Cook run the ball 18 times a game and stuff like that. And he cut down on his turnovers.
He did.
And
he did all those things.
I think it's complimentary. And look, my bad. I didn't hear you say
yep,
that.
Yep, all
so,
good.
Man, props to you for that. And here's my concert. I went to a festival up in New York with Governor's Island. It was a Rock the Bells concert, but it wasn't LL's Rock the Bell at the time. And they had the food. They had Lauryn Hill. They had Nas. They had Mobb Deep, Raekwon, and Ghostface. It was crazy all day long. The bad thing was catching a ferry. I from Staten Island to Manhattan,
yep.
from Manhattan to Governor's Island, having to wait there with that big behind line. But the concert was ridiculous. I didn't get back home to Philly until 6 in the morning. It was crazy.
When was that? So Lauryn Hill is famous for either being great or not showing up at all. When was this? When was the show?
This was probably about, I'd say 2012 or
okay.
something like that. So, but guess what? She lived up to her reputation, too. She was there, but it wasn't what I was expecting. But all the people they had, Mos Def and Talib, it was everybody.
Oh yeah,
so it was a great show or whatever. But
mm-hmm.
After that, I got worn down. I couldn't do that no more. That was too much. So, y'all be easy. Great show.
All right, I appreciate it, brother.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Lauryn Hill is an interesting one because she, you want her to be great live, but she is not always great live.
Unpopular opinion.
You don't like Lauryn Hill?
No, I like Lauryn Hill. I like the one album she made.
Yes.
The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. We all know it.
30 years ago. Yeah, 30 years ago. That's the one. Yeah.
I don't know if there's, is there another artist
who lives off the one
album? In the music industry that is living off of one album.
It's very true. And that album is so good.
It is good.
But
yes.
it came out when I was in college.
We were in college.
And I'm 48. So, yeah, and she put out, it's the weirdest listen. There's an Unplugged album, an MTV Unplugged album of Lauryn Hill. It's like the weirdest album you ever heard, you know?
Yeah, Lauryn Hill was a little, she was different.
Yes. You know, the so there's, from the Fugees is Wyclef, whatever, but then there's Praz, and you know, Praz went to jail for being like a Russian spy or something.
Yep.
So wild.
I remember when I saw that, I was like, what?
Yeah,
going
like,
on.
Yep, crazy. Mm. Let's try CJ again. CJ, you're on WIP.
I mean, that's why they call the Fugees, right?
Right, yep.
Hey, and my bad. My truck tipped over. So, but I asked a question about the grilling. Spike, what do you put on the grill? I mean, I know you don't do meat, so what do you put anything on the grill?
Well, I don't. We don't grill that much. But when I do, just throw some onions, peppers. You could throw some sweet potatoes and wrapped up in foil, and you grill veggies.
Nobody wants that.
The onions and the peppers on the grill are good. Some olive oil, salt, and pepper.
Yeah, with Italian sausage.
Can't do that.
Corn's
good.
Oh, you can do corn on the cob.
Yeah, corn's good,
sure.
Yeah.
You can still.
I just don't understand the point, just to be honest with you. Here's the thing I don't understand. Putting corn on the cob on the grill, like it's in the husk anyway.
Yeah.
It's not like you're getting grill marks on the corn, really.
No, so that's not, so grill a little different. Take it out of the husk.
But then it still cooks? Because I would worry it wouldn't cook because it wouldn't be in the...
No, so what we do is...
Okay.
Wrap it in foil.
Okay.
Now, if you want the grill marks on it, you don't have to use foil if you want the grill marks on it. Or like I like to do it, is that I'll wrap corn on the cob in foil, put butter, salt, and pepper in there, let it cook there, and then when I feel like it's done, I'll take it out of the foil and get the grill marks
on it
that way.
Okay.
And then eat it that way.
Got it. Got
let him know, now he's got something to put on the grill.
See, I'm all set. Nothing had to die for it.
Get Jackie Fritz with the jersey, the Larry Bird jersey with the white arms out, man.
With the shirt underneath?
No shirt underneath.
Well, that's not good for anyone.
Just blind everybody.
Dude, I was doing cargo shorts and tank top yesterday. I was feeling good about myself.
Nice. Welcome to the neighborhood.
Yeah, I was loving it.
And flip-flops just out there blinding everybody.
Yeah. All right. CJ, you got your favorite concert? Of all time.
Hey, you're going to love this. I had a 90s down south tour. This was like 5-6 years ago. We're talking about Juvenile, Mystical, Cash Money.
Oh, man.
We had all these southern rappers come down, and guess what? All these 40 and 50 year old people who was bagging it up.
That was in our heyday.
I was like, what the hell is going on? But guess what? I hit every joint to the left and right of me. It was the time of my life.
I heard him. How did Mystical look?
Say what?
How did Mystical look? Like, I know he was in jail for a while or whatever.
This is before he went to jail the second time.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, when you're doing push-ups and fighting for your life in jail.
Yeah, fair enough.
Pretty good, yeah.
Fair enough. All right, CJ. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Did Ike really say, "Now I know my mind isn't that bad"? We disagree. TV and movie fans that listen to the afternoon show.
Well, oh, man. Got you on that one.
Yeah, I can't argue that.
Got you on that one. What's next?
Wasn't he the one that cheated on Cardi B? Isn't he the one that shot Megan Thee Stallion in the toe? Was he the one in the beef with Kendrick Lamar last summer? Ike responding to the simple question, hey, do you like Travis Scott?
Got him on that one, too.
Oh, my God.
Text line comes for all of us eventually.
It's Megan Thee Stallion 2 battle.
Yeah, well.
Well, that no, I think that's a Jack issue.
No, he said Megan Thee Stallion. Go ahead.
Oh, so but it said Megan Thee Stallion. Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think, isn't that what people say?
It's Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought I had the two E's.
It does have two E's.
All right. What's next?
You know what's funny? I was actually in the Jackson 5. Silver Spoon Spike tagging up from third base.
There it is.
Tagging up from third base.
When did that? What is that? Oh, when I said I saw Jackson.
You saw the Jackson 5. Yeah, yeah.
Saw him at the JFK, the reunion tour.
Really?
The victory tour.
Was he big at that point?
Yeah, so.
Yeah, he was still Michael.
Yeah, so it was actually in the heart of the Michael Jackson stuff. Yeah. I would imagine he was getting guilt from Jermaine and
exactly
Tito, blah, blah, blah. So they put out an album called Victory, and the single was called Torture. You remember the song Torture?
Yeah.
And they had an enormous tour, and it was at JFK Stadium, I said.
I love Can You Feel It?
Can you feel it? Can you feel it? That's a great tune, too.
Can you feel it?
What's next?
Did you ever just go completely shoeless at work? Is your biggest takeaway from a Beyoncé concert that there were some pretty fly cowboy hats? Do you willingly admit that John Mayer is the best concert you've ever seen? Join Dan Wilson, Elliot Shore Parks, and Jack Fritz for the new Odyssey podcast, White Boy Summer. Alex in Lancaster.
Yeah. Apparently the camera had his shoes off in the studio today
as
well.
I heard that earlier. Yeah, it's
in your
disgusting.
Seat, in your seat.
It's disgusting.
What's the deal with the shoes off? Yeah.
I don't know
here?
When this turned into an epidemic, but it's here.
We're at work, guys.
I'm talking to Rod.
Yeah, we're at work.
Taking our shoes off?
Yeah. Buzz, keep your shoes on. Like, DeCamera, keep your shoes on.
Now, DeCamera has a false sense of, importance about himself.
Oh, he does.
Sort of understandable. He does host the morning show.
Yeah.
Buzz, I don't know where the hell he gets off coming in. Why would he ever be in here with no shoes on? See, that's because he doesn't have any fear of being fired.
Yes. People got around here, Rod's got to fire somebody just to let everybody know he's alive.
I see the PD Spike has re-entered the chat.
Well, eventually.
I'm just saying, man.
You know, DeCamera. Come on.
Come on.
Disgusting. What's next?
It took Elliot 42 minutes to do what I did in 5. Jolly still laughing at Spike.
No. Jolly did not win that debate. He didn't have any good points. He didn't have any good points.
But he argued with passion.
The caller was mad. Didn't bring up certain
You actually didn't argue for Daryl Morey good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't. That and was his point. You didn't argue good enough.
Yeah, he kept saying, you didn't bring up the Ben Simmons James Harden trade. I was like, yes, I did. Nothing I could have brought up to Jolly would have mattered.
That, yes.
Yeah. He was like, he didn't draft any good players. I was like, you drafted Maxie McCain. He's like, well, everybody gets some good players. Okay, what's next?
What an endorsement, Spike. All class.
Like, go do drugs at home. Do enough drugs that you think you're at the concert.
Mark and Monco.
I don't really mean that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.